Lynn Wood coming up on today's program on the Patriotically Correct Radio Show, broadcasting live to 2.4 million of you every day on Mojo 50 Radio. That's the iHeart radio station where we do our live show. If you miss our show for some reason or want to view us, obviously, you can find us anywhere where podcasts can be found, whether it be Apple Podcasts or Pandora, Spotify, iHeart, all those different places, and then as well as our Facebook page, the Patriotically Correct Radio Show. But make sure that you download the OpsLens app. It's very important that you download the OpsLens app, because in the world of censorship, we're watching it right before our eyes. In 1944, as I depicted on yesterday's program, a candidate for the presidency said he no longer had to run as a socialist because the Democratic Party had adopted the theory of socialism, and that we would wake up one day. And I showed you another video today, Richard, that substantiated these things. Our history has predicted everything that is going to happen to us, and it is happening to us right before our eyes. Lynn Wood is going to talk about that on this program coming up in just a few minutes. I want to talk to you real quickly about Verve. Now, Verve is a veteran-owned company. Okay, Verve Forever. Their information can be found at the PCRadioshow.com. CBD products. Now, I'm telling you, this is holistic, natural stuff. It's grown from hemp, right? I think that's what this is. Now, yes. You can rub this stuff on your body pains. You can take the oils. You can use the pain strips. Whether it's pain, PTSD, whether it's anxiety, whether it's stress, whatever it is, this stuff can help you out. Get over to the website. That is thepcradioshow.com and check out Verve Forever. These are CBD products. This is the highest quality product at the most affordable prices. It is a veteran-owned company, and that's why we are proud to do business with Verve Forever. Again, Lynn Wood coming up right now. Stick around. Get over to thepcradioshow.com. Thepcradioshow.com. That's thepcradioshow.com.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. That's 800-978-4812.
Twitter blew up. More offensive than a presidential tweet.
Russia, China, Japan, Mexico, all countries will respect us far more than they do under past administrations.
PC Radio with Stu and Rich. Mojo 50 Radio.
2.4 million of you listen every single weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are also broadcasting on the OpsLens app. Make sure that you get over there because, Richard, as we've discussed, in the times of social media censorship, the radical takeover of our country, we are seeing more and more conservative, pro-police, pro-God religious voices become banned. Anybody who has a backbone, anybody who has the spirit of American patriotism inside of them, anybody who understands and supports the Bill of Rights, Richard, the Constitution, that what seemingly is now a living and breathing document that radical leftists can just change at will. And if the game is being played, and the game is being played by rules that they can't win, they'll just change the rules in the middle of the game. Is that not what we have seen here? I mean,
I think it has. Yes, absolutely.
Look at we have Lynn Wood on the phone, by the way, and we're going to get to him here momentarily. As promised, we made the promise that we bring him to you, and we do have him. And, you know, when we're talking about the rules being changed, when somebody grabs a hold of that patriotism, grabs a hold of their core values, grabs a hold of themselves, stands tall, rolls their shoulders back, holds their head up high, it seems that no matter what the environment is, somebody's going to now be offended. And if somebody is offended, then what you must be saying or spewing is hate speech, conspiracy theories, far right wing, radical lunacy. And people are saying that people are losing their minds, all kinds of different stuff. We do have Lynn on the phone now. And I just want to give you an introduction. For those of you that don't know, you must be living under a rock. Every listener of this program, obviously, has an understanding of who he is. He's made himself very known here, especially in recent times. But Lynn Wood has has more than 43 years of experience as a trial lawyer. He's focused on civil litigation representing individuals and corporations as plaintiffs or defendants in tort and business cases involving claims of significant damage. Mr. Wood also has extensive experience in First Amendment and defamation litigation, and of course, management of the media in high-profile cases. As promised, we have him joining us here now on PC Radio. Lynn, let's get right into it, okay?
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Stu and Rich. I look forward to speaking with you and to your listeners.
Absolutely. You've made some extremely significant claims about Chief Justice Roberts, Mike Pence, Paul Ryan, and even claims that Jeffrey Epstein is still alive. Your captive audience of millions of American patriots were taken away from you with the snap of a finger after Twitter and Parler bans. The media now refers to you as a radical conspiracy theorist, of course, and some say that you've lost your mind. They say that Lynn Wood is absolutely crazy. Well, you're Lynn Wood. You're here with us now. Let's clear the air. Is Lynn Wood crazy?
I told the person the other night when they said, are you crazy? I said, well, I'm crazy cool.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know, all my life people have said, wait, Wood, there's a method to your madness now. Am I of sound mind? Absolutely. I'm not crazy. But let me just make a point. You've even heard people trying to dredge up some out-of-context statements and litigation with some of my former lawyers that I shared office space with, where they're trying to tell you that I think I'm God. Let's clear the air. I'm not God. I didn't create myself, and I didn't create the heavens and the earth and the universe. If I did, I got a bad memory.
Amen.
I'm not Jesus. I am imperfect. I'm perfectly imperfect. So Jesus was perfect. I'm just a lawyer in Atlanta. I believe in God. He's real. So I am a son of God, and I try my best to do God's will. That's all. Remember what they did to Jesus Christ. They forgot about the body of his life's work, the millions that he had healed, the miracles that he had performed, when there was an agenda from Caesar because he was worried about the following of Jesus, he attacked the messenger because he couldn't attack the message. And what did they claim? They claimed that Jesus was guilty of blasphemy. People said all of a sudden, for the moment of the agenda, that he was crazy. They voted in the masses to kill him. They killed the Son of God.
Yeah.
So what you have to be careful of when you hear things about me or other people, don't buy into the agenda right away. Think for yourself. Look at the body of my life's work. I have pursued truth to achieve justice all of my 43 years. I do not go out and make statements that I don't have reliable sources or information to support. So when you hear me say something about Mike Pence, you should at least know that I don't make wild accusations, that when I say something under the law of defamation, which I know well, there's a reasonable basis for me to say it. Does
so
that
at
help
least,
you understand what
well,
I'm trying to do?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I have actually gone to bat on this program multiple times giving that exact reason for, you know, just trying to ensure that people remain calm. You know, and my argument has been, well, Lynn Wood, if anybody knows defamation law, and I believe I actually sent you the clip on this, and I don't know if you had time to review it or not, but when I was in Florida on vacation with my family, I sent you a clip of this, Lynn, and my argument was, well, Lynn Wood is a defamation, and so the argument was, well, that's not a valid argument. Just because he's a defamation lawyer and one of the most prolific defamation lawyers or successful defamation lawyers doesn't mean that he's he's barred or somehow protected or shielded from committing defamation or saying slanderous things on his own. And so that's the pushback that I received when I was defending you. But at least 75 million patriots have put their stock in Lynn Wood.
Well, let me ask you this. When that comes up, people have to start thinking for themselves and asking critical questions. What's happened to our country is that we have bought into the propaganda of the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And people who have agendas. So we take what they say at face value. What you need to do is to give thought to what's being said, ask questions about it, and make your own determination of what to believe and not to believe. For
Agreed.
Example, am I capable Absolutely. As a human being of making a mistake and being wrong?
Yes.
Of course I am. Do I do my best, at least my imperfect best, to get it right? Absolutely. I love truth. Now, why in the world would I go out and subject myself knowingly and willingly to slander somebody where they could sue me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not crazy. I know the law. I don't have any desire to have somebody come in and sue me and take away my life's work, at least my financial wherewithal, but I'm willing to put it on the line for freedom. I put my life on the line for freedom. I've sure put my sacred honor on the line for freedom. Because
I would imagine that you've probably received an unprecedented amount of death threats in recent time. I can't imagine how weird that must be.
They not only have I received a number of them, they're serious. They're real. And they're trying to gin up the crowd against me. So that makes people with an agenda go, well, we got to get rid of Wood because he's now potentially an influential voice in the resistance. The resistance to the people that are trying to take over our country and destroy our Constitution.
Every single person
that will speak for that resistance, we're not going to let them do it.
Every single one of us wants to believe that every single claim that you've made is true. And we're running out of time. So the question is here is the timeline, is the time clock really clicking? So when we say we're running out of time, I mean, we're looking in the physiological sense. We're looking in the natural here. Right. I mean, we have, what, 6 days left until January 20th when a new president is supposed to be inaugurated. Allegedly, that's going to be Joe Biden. You say that it's not going to be Joe Biden. Do you still stand by that?
Yes.
OK. And now, tell our listeners why you stand by that.
All right. Well, let me first talk just a second about the timeline that you raised.
Yeah.
I would tell people to be patient. I would tell people, wait on the Lord. He's in control.
Mm-hmm.
Everything happens on his time, not ours. We as human beings, we know what we want, and we want it yesterday. But we're going to get it on God's timing, not ours. So to draw an analogy, because I love baseball, you're in the 7th game of the World Series. It ain't looking good for your team. You're down 3 runs in the bottom of the 9th. And there's 2 outs, but the bases are loaded.
Mm-hmm.
We love a 2-out, bottom of the 9th, grand slam, walk-off home run, don't we?
Absolutely. Nothing better.
I would argue, and I say this in jest in a way, but not so much so, because God has a sense of humor. That's why we have a sense of humor. We're like God. He created us in his image. You could say that Yogi Berra, the baseball player, was divinely inspired when he said the famous words, "It ain't over till it's over."
Mm-hmm.
You need to let your listeners know that this is not over. And there are a lot of things that can happen and will happen over the next several days, and it will all be made clear in time.
Mm-hmm.
I would be paying specific attention to whatever is said when the time comes on the emergency broadcast system. A lot of people who've been deprived of the truth by the media, they're going to be looking intensely at those broadcasts, aren't they? So that what people have been trying to hide from a lot of people, they're going to see it when they're really paying attention on the emergency broadcast system.
So Lynn.
Do I believe that Joe Biden is, here's one fundamental reason why Joe Biden and the communists will never take over this country. This is not about the battle of flesh. This is the battle of powers and principalities boiled down to God versus the devil, good versus evil. If God allowed America to be taken over by the communist, the beacon of light to the world for hope and freedom and to speak freely and to worship the God of your choice, your faith, that light would be turned off. And when that light gets turned off in the country that God created, a nation under God, all hope in the world is lost. God ought to go ahead and put us into tribulation because the game's over. But the game is not over. We're in the second harvest. God is getting ready to turn that light back on. It's gotten mighty dim lately. But he's getting ready to turn that beacon of light from the United States of America. He's going to put it on high beam so that this world, including America, will once again know that God is real. And this will be the second harvest of where he brings his children to him to live with him in eternity in heaven. So
light,
never give up on God.
The light has been really dark. It has been very, very dark. And we're talking about,
and then,
I mean. From the censorship to the takeover, and I don't mean to interrupt you here, but I got to get this out because so many millions of people want to know these answers, and we have all read the words of Lynn Wood, and we have all seen the things that you have said. We have digested these claims and accusations, and we have watched Georgia now fall to to two Democratic evil people. We have watched the House of Representatives. Of course, Congress is now controlled all by Democrats. We have seen that Joe Biden was able to successfully rig and fraud an election and steal this election. The global cabal is what I call it. This is not Joe Biden. Obviously, Biden is the message carrier, but not the author of the message.
Biden is a puppet.
Absolutely. 100%. I agree with that completely. That's my stance Lifeless every day. And problem. I know that. I know that with 100% conviction. People blame this kind of rhetoric, the rhetoric of Lynn Wood specifically on Twitter, on Parler, for the suppression of the vote in Georgia. To that, you say what?
Nonsense. If I had not spoken out, they would tell you, well, Wood, maybe a million other people would have gone and voted. If you're going to rig the election, they would have rigged 1,000,001 votes against you. Mm-hmm. You can't win a rigged game. What I said was that if Loeffler and Perdue wanted to earn your vote, they ought to be fighting for the election fraud of November the 3rd to be revealed. They ought to be fighting for Donald Trump, who won, when time comes and you learn this, 49 states. He only lost New York. They should be fighting for President Trump. And if they weren't willing to fight for the man that the voters wanted, they didn't earn your vote.
Okay, so now, hold on. You said that he won 49 states. He won New York, so California would be the only one that he lost? Is that what you're saying? Or he didn't win New York?
You got to let me get the word in here now.
Okay.
I'm trying to say to you that I believe that if you calculate the ballots cast on election day, which are the ballots allowed under federal law, not the ones afterwards, not the ones counted before.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the states that are at issue, the seven swing states, every one of those states had, at the last minute, in the last few months, changes made in the election law dealing with mail-in or absentee ballots. None of those states' changes were approved by the state legislatures. Federal law is clear that the only rules in a state election on a federal election held in the state has to be done pursuant to the legislatively adopted procedures. Every one of those states' elections as to paper ballots and absentee ballots is unconstitutional. If you go back and follow the law and you count the votes cast on election day, Donald Trump, I believe you'll find, won every state except for New York. It was the largest landslide victory in the history of modern presidency, and everybody knows it. How does he lose Arizona when there's a 92-mile caravan of cars, 92 miles? How does he lose these states when there were thousands upon thousands of people coming to his rallies? Everybody that supports Donald Trump looks around and goes, there's no way in the world this man lost to Joe Biden, who didn't even campaign. So can you still hear me?
Absolutely. Yes. I'm just listening.
So don't check your common sense at the door. God gave you common sense and instinct. He also put the Spirit of God in your heart.
That's right.
That's all we ever needed to survive in this world, as long as we exercise our free will to believe it. So look at the common sense. They claim he won more votes than Obama and more votes than Trump. But look at the number of counties that were won by Obama. Thousands. Mm-hmm. Look at the number of counties Trump won. Thousands. You know how many counties Joe Biden won? 400 and some. You think you can gin up that many votes out of 400 counties? The election was a fraud. The reason that I urge the idea that people should think twice before they participated in the Georgia runoff is that you were participating in a fraudulent, rigged election.
We know that. We absolutely know that. 75 at least million, 80 or 85, maybe even upwards of 90 million people know that. The question is, where is the proof of this? Where's the proof of this?
Well, number one, it's in your common sense. your common sense tells you that Trump won Georgia.
Yeah.
And yep. And your common sense tells you that it doesn't make any sense for David Perdue in the general election to have received more votes than Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Anybody that voted for Trump or voted for Perdue, dead gum sure voted for Trump and wouldn't have voted for Biden. People have checked the common sense because they've been listening to the media, which is propaganda.
For sure.
Here's what I will tell you about Georgia. My own feeling is it didn't make a dime's worth of difference which of the four won that race. The Communist Party has taken over this country without firing a shot, just like they promised they would. Now the issue is, how do we get them out? How do we drain that swamp?
Mm-hmm.
A swamp that permeates your federal offices, legislature, Congress, Senate, House of Representatives, your state offices, your local offices, your judiciary, your business community. We've been putting our eyes over on the Middle East for two decades. We took our eye off the ball of communism. But communism never took its eye off of us. Just like Nikita Khrushchev said when he slammed his shoe on the podium, we will bury you. And then he said, we'll take over America without firing a shot. They did.
Yeah, in 1944.
Now we're going to get rid of them. And so every lie will be revealed. That's not Lynn Wood's promise. That's the promise of God in the Bible. But every lie is going to be revealed on his time, not mine. So people need to be patient. The truth will come out about all these states. The truth will come out about the actual vote. Donald Trump will serve four more years as president of the United States. I've never had a doubt in my mind about it.
You know, I agree with you 100%. We all know our common sense tells us it's right in front of our eyes. They're not doing a good job at hiding it. But the question remains, our common sense isn't going to be enough to overturn the election, so it seems. What is it that we as American people who aren't in the know, who don't have all the knowledge and all these other things? I mean, for Pete's sake, I'm an infantryman, right? We're not the smartest fellas on the planet. You know, we march and we take out the enemy and we do our job over and over and over again. So when the common sense doesn't seem like it's enough for us to hold on to ensure a victory for Mr. Trump, what is it that that we need to do? What are we looking for? Where is it going to come from? Where is this win going to come from?
I believe that history repeats itself. So what I believe is happening in this country right now is that we're repeating what amounts to a civil war because we're not unified. We're fighting for our unity. I believe that we're in the middle of the beginnings of World War III against China. But America always unites against a common foe, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And America doesn't lose to the people that oppose freedom. So I believe that Donald Trump has got a lot on his plate. He's having to prepare the battlefield on the election issues. He's having to prepare the battlefield on the Civil War, where they're going to try to claim that they're rioting because Trump overthrew the government or is trying to. That's nonsense. He's trying to save it. And he's got to prepare the battlefield for China. So he's got a lot going. He's got a lot of pieces of the puzzle, or better yet for him, I would say the chessboard, to put into place to get to checkmate. He's going to get everybody to checkmate. Look at what happened to Abraham Lincoln. Look at what he had to do to survive and keep this country together in the Civil War. Look at what FDR had to do. You'll find answers. Right now, people don't know who to trust. Do you trust Lynn Wood? People are saying he's crazy. You got to make a decision on who to trust. I say trust God. But in terms of the real world, God works through the people in this world. Take a look at things and I'd say trust Donald Trump. And I would say trust more than anything, truth. Everybody knows that the truth is that Trump won this election.
Yeah.
Trust that truth will prevail over the lies and that God will find a way to make sure that happens. Now,
yeah.
That sounds like rhetoric. It's not. It's a gospel truth, literally.
We've talked about things like we've watched your. Hold on, Lynn.
Court is not. Yeah.
We've talked about all of this. We ad nauseum We all are here in agreement. We're in an echo chamber right now. Absolutely. Everybody listening to us is
That's
here.
That's what they tried to do to us, is put us in an echo chamber so the people outside the chamber wouldn't hear us, because they were trying to divide us between the informed and the uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
United we stand, divided we fall. The
That's
whole
right.
last year has been different ways of dividing our country.
These are all things that God-fearing American patriots hold dear to them. Their kids are the most important thing in the world. The most sacred building in the world is not that the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. that was desecrated and destroyed by Antifa. It's not the police precinct that burned down here in Minneapolis. It's not Portland under siege. The most sacred place to every man, God-fearing man, woman, and child is their home, where the love is, where God is filled, you know, in their environment, right? These are those things. Also, we are always constantly in search of the truth. The truths that you're speaking about, JFK and 9/11 and Hillary Clinton and Paul Ryan exchanging emails with Mike Pence, the emails that you dropped on Parler almost seem to look, if I'm reading into it, as an attempt on the life of the president. We're talking about Chief Justice Roberts being complicit in Jeffrey Epstein adoptions and placing him into rings of pedophilia that are taking over the... I mean... What I guess I'm asking you is, do you, Lynn Wood, have proof of any of this? And do you intend to release this proof?
All right. Now, go back in what I said at the first. I don't make statements unless I have what I believe is reliable information to support those statements. That doesn't mean I'm always right. I'm not perfect. But I'm confident in what I have said publicly, that there is a factual, reliable basis for my statements. Now, let me give you an analogy. I don't play poker, but I know a little bit about it. It's a lot like a lawsuit. When you're playing poker, people think you play your own hand. If you play your own hand, you're going to lose, or you're not going to have a good chance of winning. You got to play your hand, and you've got to play the other person's hand. If you go into a courtroom, you got to know your case, and you got to know the other side's case. You got to figure out how to beat them, even if they've got better cards. You got to figure out how to play your evidence where the jury will find for you, even if they believe what the other side says. So it's a matter of strategy. People want me, tell us what you got. Tell us what you got.
Yes.
I've told you certain things, but why in the world would I reveal my cards to the people on the other side if I was in a poker game?
Well, I guess the argument would be because we're running out of time. The 20th is, what, 6 days away?
The evidence. Then let me just tell you,
mm-hmm.
the evidence that I have given it to people in the government. Those are the people that need to know. So trust me, everything that I've said, I've turned it over to the Secret Service. The evidence that I have from the whistleblower, I've given it to them. But I think they already know it. The people in power, the few people that still are there in Washington that love this country, like Donald Trump, that want this country to survive with freedom, that want this country to defeat this effort to overthrow our government. If I know it, don't you think they already knew it?
Absolutely.
You got to find a place to put your trust and your faith. Don't put it in me, although I hope people believe me based on my life's work. Put it in President Trump. You believed in him enough, probably 85 million voted for him. Since the time of the election, I would bet you the numbers of support of Donald Trump have gone up, not down.
Mm-hmm.
So, trust Trump. But more than anything, in the final analysis, if God doesn't protect the city, the watchman waketh in vain. It is God who will protect America, and if he decides not to, all of the brave members of the military and all of the sophisticated weapons we have, nothing's going to work.
So let's go about it this way.
God protects this country, and therefore I believe that God, who loves his children, remember you talked about your children.
Yeah.
A father on earth loves his children, wants to protect his children, and wants to meet his children's needs.
Mm-hmm.
Our Father in heaven, who is the perfect father, he loves his children too. He's going to protect his children. So trust him.
Is there evidence of high crimes and treason?
Yes.
Okay. And has the crime been completed?
I I think in the main, yes, although there's a couple things that have gone on with impeachment that may have revealed information about certain people that was not conclusive, but now is.
Okay. Have you ever known the Secret Service to wear badges before, Mr. Wood?
I don't keep up with the Secret Service, but I think they have some badge on their person, either in the billfold, if not on their belt or something. I assume they do.
I have never known the Secret Service to ever wear badges before, and I just found it really peculiar that when the speaker was leaving the chamber yesterday, she was being escorted by a group of people that were wearing badges. Allegedly, they were Secret Service. I've never known the Secret Service to wear badges on their belts. It was just a little bit interesting to me, kind of an eye raiser.
Well, call me a conspiracy theorist. Let me say this about that. I don't know, and I would think that as a matter of what makes sense, the Secret Service agent doesn't want you to know, except the people walking directly around the president or his car. They don't want you to necessarily know who they are.
Yeah.
They probably do not show badges overtly. Now, if those were authentic photographs and they were Secret Service and their badges were displayed, then I think they're sending you a message. On the other hand, it's difficult right now because there's a lot of fake accounts. People have been forming accounts under my name, saying all kinds of things. It's not me.
I saw that. I was hoping that when I booked this interview, it wasn't a fake account. I was like, oh, my goodness. I might have just booked the fake Lynn Wood on the program. Is this really you, Mr. Wood, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Is this really you, or did I book the fake Lynn Wood?
Well,
it's a joke.
I don't know who
I'm just
the fake Lynn Wood is, but I know the real Lynn Wood, and I'm the real Lynn Wood.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody else that claims to be. I mean, I can't.
So we don't know.
Body doubles, so, I don't think I'm that important.
So we know
but
that there's.
I can be duplicated, and identities can be stolen, and names can be used.
Yes.
So you've got to be discerning. If you've got Lynn Wood out there making some outrageous statements inconsistent with what I've said all my life, be very leery. Huh?
Yeah.
It's likely. In fact, it's not me.
So treason and
I try to tell people the only places that I've posted information that are off. So trust what I'm telling you about where I'm not talking.
Treason has been committed here. High crimes have been committed. You've said that those that are convicted of treason will obviously face the repercussions, namely the firing squad is one of those things that, I mean, that happens when treason is there. You mentioned Mike Pence. You've been gone after by the ludicrous fake news mainstream media about that, saying that you were inciting violence or making threats against the vice president. I didn't see any threat there because, A, you don't have the means, so you can't really make a terroristic threat because you don't have a guillotine or a noose or a hanging chambers in your place, at least as far as the knowledge that I have. You don't have those capabilities of going and grabbing him and hanging him. So it's not a threat of violence in my opinion. And I'm no legal scholar. You are. But am I right about that? In short, am I right about that?
Yes. In other words, the parlay, as they call it, what I posted was, I thought, in connection with a picture or a video where they showed the alleged security guards at the Capitol opening the gates and letting these people in who I believe were Antifa in the main part.
You have video of
and
Hillary
said,
Clinton physically abusing a child. Is that right? This is what you've claimed.
What that post about Hillary Clinton was not me. That's not an account.
That was a fake one. All right.
And I put it out that it was not my account. Whether the information contained in that is true or not, I don't know.
Okay. What about the emails that you
that
you released between Paul Ryan and Mike Pence? Was that your account?
Yes.
Okay, so that's an actual email chain between Mike Pence and Paul Ryan.
To the best of my ability to authenticate it, yes.
Okay. And you've also released some images of Hunter Biden's laptop, the stuff that's inside of his laptop. Do you have access to what's inside of Hunter Biden's laptop?
I have access to a censored version of Hunter Biden's laptop.
Okay.
I say censored in that names are protected, some faces are protected.
Yeah.
There's no child pedophilia on it, because however I got it from my source would not have wanted me to be accused of transmitting child pornography.
No.
So I don't have any child pornography, but I believe with all of my heart that Hunter Biden is a troubled soul sexually. I believe he's got drug issues. I know from the information I've received that he has financial issues in terms of monies he's received from foreign countries, particularly China. Mm-hmm. I believe that money's also been received by Pops. Pops is his daddy. I believe that money was also received by Joe Biden's brother. So I believe that Joe Biden is not qualified to be president of the United States. I believe he is a criminal. There's some other things that I believe are true about Joe Biden, but enough is enough. And if he's a traitor and a criminal taking money from China, he's not qualified and will never be president of the United States. The American public, we the people, will not allow that type of a person to sit in the Oval Office.
You have given the information to the government, you said. You named the Secret Service. I would assume that you've also given it to other people inside of the government that would be interested in this information. Is that right?
I've given a lengthy interview of the whistleblower to the Secret Service.
Okay. Can we expect any more?
But I've met with him. I've seen his documentation. As a lawyer, I have to look at witnesses and decide, are they credible?
Yeah.
I don't just accept what people tell me at face value because I get a lot of disinformation.
Well, I think so that is the case that people are trying to make here, Mr. Wood, is that they want to believe you.
You got to let me finish.
Sure, go ahead.
So I have to make a determination on whether I, with my 43 years experience as a trial lawyer, where I have to determine the credibility of witnesses, either to sustain my position or to destroy the credibility of people who are against my position on cross-examination, I take a very discerning and critical look at what people tell me. Mm-hmm. The information that I received from one whistleblower in particular, I found it to be 100% credible. That person's information I have turned over to the Secret Service because I don't trust the FBI. I damn sure don't trust the CIA. They're not even supposed to be operating in
Weird.
The United States.
Yeah.
So I've done all that I can do. I don't think it's appropriate for me to have demands made on me. And I understand the curiosity of the public and the desire to know. But I can't go out and try a case in the media. I can only try to influence the public opinion.
Yeah. Nobody put you here.
The people that decide right and wrong, guilt or innocence, are the law enforcement authorities in this country. They are the ones, including the president, that have the sole right to reveal what the public needs to know to support the actions that are going to be taken and to actions that I believe are being undertaken as we speak.
Well, in all due respect, Mr. Wood, nobody put you here. You put you here. And so the demands, I think, are not being made against you.
What do you mean, put me here?
Nobody else came out saying that they had the information that you had. Nobody else came out and said that they had all of this proof. You came out and said that. And so the demands, as you refer to them, you know, for the evidence, you said you think it's unfair for people to be making demands. Well, obviously not a game to a lot of people here. You know, this is the country hanging in the balance, and people want to know what in the heck is going on.
Well, let me tell you, it's hard for me to tell them when you're talking over me. With all due respect. Let people hear me and then talk to me. You can't be talking to me and listening to me. I didn't mean to say that it's unfair and that people don't have the right to demand it. I put myself out there for my country. I've tried to give information that I thought was credible on critical issues to my fellow countrymen and women. So I did put myself out there, and I've sure taken the shots for doing so. But I did it because a few months ago on Twitter, I pledged to the people that followed me my life, my fortune, and my sacred honor, the same thing the people pledged when they signed the Declaration of Independence. Many of those 56 men lost their lives. Many of them lost their fortunes. But in the process, they gave America freedom for generations. I took the same pledge because I felt like this was 1776 again. It was time for Americans to realize once again that freedom is worth fighting for. I don't advocate physical violence. That's not my position. I'm not a violent man. I have advocated nonviolent civil disobedience about these foolish masks and mandates about 6 feet apart.
Of course.
And only people can be in your house. That's unconstitutional.
Absolutely.
So I don't mean to jump on you. Please forgive me. But what I'm trying to say to you is there's a time to speak and a time not to speak. There is a proper place to speak and an improper place to speak. I've tried to be discerning and give to the public basically information to prepare the battlefield so that when you learn the truth, it won't be like somebody throwing a cold bucket of water on you to wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
What I can say to you is this. Patience. I will tell you that when I first said that Mike Pence was a traitor, everybody went wow.
That's right.
Would it, thought I was crazy. Mm-hmm. And 6 hours later, when they saw what he did in the Electoral College, everybody said Wood was right. So you're going to find out, I believe, in due time, not that far from now, you're going to find out, I believe, that the things that I have said are right. It's never made any sense about some of the rulings from Justice Roberts. It's never made any sense about why his name appeared twice on the Jeffrey Epstein flight logs. It never made any sense about why Bill Gates' name appeared 6 times on the Jeffrey Epstein flight logs. And when they came out publicly, Gates said, well, we were raising money for charity. Well, number one, do you raise money for charity from a man that is an admitted pedophile? Do you fly on his plane when you're the richest man at the time in the world, when you got your own private planes? I use critical thinking and I ask questions. I just don't accept things at face value. If you start accepting things at face value, you're going to be brainwashed by the propaganda of the media, which is a tool of the Communist Party and has been brainwashing you for over a decade. They created Trump derangement syndrome. They got people to believe that Donald Trump was something now that his life's history has never shown him to be. He's a racist. That's not how this man lived his life. He's a warmonger. Donald Trump hasn't put us in a war. Donald Trump's life, look at his life.
Brought troops home.
And they say, well, he's not really a successful businessman. He filed bankruptcies. He filed them strategically. He may, in the near future, file another strategic bankruptcy, and he may take our nation, which is a debtor nation, and he may make us debt-free. Stay tuned.
Great. And we will. We are staying tuned. And so just to clarify, and I didn't think you were jumping on me, and I don't want you to think that I was jumping on you either.
I don't.
There's a certain amount of accountability that I'm held to, obviously, and you are as well. We are
absolutely.
We are two people here with a platform that are being held to a certain level of accountability, and I'm expected to ask you certain questions, and you're then in turn expected to answer them as best as you can. You understand those things. I mean, obviously, you're a smart person. You're very intelligent. You're well studied, and you have a great reputation. So I know that there's no lack of understanding there. So I wasn't jumping on you, but just for clarification, I have to ask you: will Lynn Wood be bringing to the public, to your followers, whether it be through Telegram or any other platform that you're allowed to be on when you're speaking the truth here, is Lynn Wood expected to bring any more physical evidence, drops, pictures, files, photos, letters, emails, anything of the sort that will give some closure to Americans, the patriots that follow you, that you have the proof, or as Sydney would put it, the Kraken in your hands, that is going to deliver us 4 more years of President Donald Trump?
Well, I'm not the guy that can deliver you 4 more years of Donald Trump. That's going to be done by we the people who voted overwhelmingly for him. So we the people are going to sustain 4 more years of Donald Trump because that's who we voted for. Mm-hmm. And if we allowed an illegitimate person to lead this country, you'd never have another. Somebody said, we'll get him in 2022 or we'll get him in 2024. Nonsense. Do you think the people that rigged this election are going to spend the time and money to rig another election? Mm-hmm. They're just going to start telling you who the leader is going to be. They're
That's
not
right.
going to go through the games and the expense of another rigged election. Now, am I going to be the person that tells everybody the truth? I don't think that's my role. That's the role of the president and the members of our legitimate government. That's the role in the final analysis. God is going to reveal the truth to you. And the truth that I learned 2 years ago, about 2.5 years ago, when he tapped me on the shoulder and said, it's time for you to believe in me. And I said, I do. God is real. God is truth. God is good. God is going to protect his children. He's going to protect the country that he created under God. God is Alpha to Omega, beginning to end. So as you are in the end, you were in the beginning. And as you are in the beginning, you will be in the end. America was created free. America will always be free. When Armageddon occurs, America will be a free nation, just as it was in the beginning. Just like when God created all of us, he created us in his image. To go to heaven in the kingdom, you have to go back in with a perfect image of God. You get that by God's forgiveness for your sins. Such as you were in the beginning, so shall you be in the end. As you are in the end, you were in the beginning. Alpha, Omega. So,
you know, Lynn, I seem to.
I could send out portions of on my social media of the whistleblower. I don't think, in my own judgment, that it was my place to do that, so I gave it to the Secret Service. If I find in due time that they don't do what's right, I believe they will. They won't release it to the public. They'll release it to the authorities who will be in charge of determining guilt and innocence, which I believe will be military tribunals. Then it'll be fine. But trust me, if I'm alive and I've still got it and nobody else puts it out there, I'll give you what I got, but it's not time.
Are arrests going to be made?
I believe the country is going to find itself in this situation. You're going to have Joe Biden claiming to be the president-elect, so you ought to listen to him. You have President Trump, and we have one president at a time, saying that he's the leader. He is. Listen to him. But people are not going. But people have tried to raise trust issues with the president. We all know that Joe Biden's not trustworthy. Who does this country really trust? Don't trust the judiciary. They're compromised. This country trusts the military. The military will have to conduct new elections, just like they did in Iraq.
Yeah.
They will be honest elections, and then we'll have honest officials back in charge of our states and in charge of our people in Congress. So I believe that if the president has signed, as I believe he has, the Insurrection Act, this country right now is under the control of the United States military, and I would say trust them. Trust the people like you, Rich, that got up every day, put on a uniform with the flag of our country, and put your life at risk so that others could remain free. You can trust the United States military. They're not going to turn on Trump. They know that Trump loves America. Any general that tries to get them not to do that and to install a communist, they're not going to follow that general's order. Trust the people that are dedicated with their lives to keep us free. Remember that we pay tribute to the veterans that died. We carry the responsibility that they did not die in vain. But I believe, and never served in the military, but been around a fair number of military people, I think the military carries that burden even harder, stronger, because it was their brothers and sisters in combat that died. They're not going to let those people have died in vain. The people aren't going to let it, and the military is damn sure not going to let it happen. So when things start to happen, don't think there's a coup by Trump. That's not true at all. He's trying to save the country. If the military is in charge under the Insurrection Act, trust the military. But they will have military tribunals. The evidence will be presented. When I said that Pence ought to be first, I was not advocating that somebody put Pence in front of a firing squad. I don't have the ability to do it. Nobody does. Only the government and law enforcement does. But it is a penalty known to exist for the crime of treason. I believe I have evidence that Pence created, that Pence participated in the crime of treason. There, one of the penalties he may face, if that's true, is a firing squad. So I was using rhetorical hyperbole to make a point about the fact that I believed he had committed treason, and then I highlighted one of the penalties, one that I cannot, as you know, enforce. So people that said I was threatening Pence, that's errant nonsense. Like when somebody who opposes abortion describes the doctor that does abortions as a murderer, that's called in the law rhetorical hyperbole, exaggerated speech to make a point.
Well, you know, Lynn, I seem to agree with you. I think that just like many other Americans, I would love to see it. I'd love to have it on my computer screen and read it. I'd like to hear the messages and read and see the pictures and do all that for myself. I think, though, giving it to the people that can really make the decision is not a bad idea. I mean, if we were to put all this stuff out to the American people and have it out right out in a way, maybe it delegitimizes it a little bit.
And it'd be dangerous because people would act on it.
Right.
Well, exactly. Exactly. I'm not here to inspire people to take actions of violence. So it's not my, I would never do that. But here's where I'll go back to my baseball game analogy. You're sitting on the edge of your seat pulling for your team to win. You wish you could run out on the field and play and make the decisions. You can't. You got to trust the manager. And then you wish you could go out and say, well, I played baseball. I can hit a curveball. But you can't go down there and hit that curveball. You got to rely on the best players on the team to hit it. So while you want to know the end of the game before it's finished, you don't know it until it's finished. We're in, I believe, getting into the ninth inning. You're right. Time is short. The country's going to need some type of information that's definitive or next closest to being definitive before January the 20th. Give it some time. I think things are being done covertly right now. I believe arrests are being made that I believe will begin to be overtly done around the 17th, maybe a little before. Okay. So that you're going to find that Donald Trump is going to trump them all. And that Donald Trump has acted from the time he became president of the United States to prepare himself for this day, to prepare the battlefield for what he knew he was going to be facing in terms of a manufactured civil war by George Soros, Antifa, and Black Lives Matter, Marxist groups. He's been getting ready. And he's clearly been getting ready for China, who has said publicly they were going to take us over. He also knows communism. His lawyer was Roy Cohen until Roy died in the 80s. Roy Cohen was the counsel to Senator Joseph McCarthy. We remember McCarthy from the days when he said the media was full of communists. Now, McCarthy was a flawed man, but he was right about communism. Roy Cohen was a flawed man, but he was right about communism. J. Edgar Hoover wrote a book called Masters of Deceit. J. Edgar Hoover was a flawed man, but he was aware and knowledgeable about communism. I think Donald Trump knows communism. If he had run in 2016 saying we got to get rid of the communists, people would have said, well, dadgum, Trump's crazy. What do you mean get rid of the communists? But when I think Donald Trump was telling you he was going to drain the swamp, he put it in terms that people could understand, the deep state. But I think Donald Trump, I believe this, hadn't talked to him about it. I don't represent him. I don't advise him. But I believe Donald Trump knows communism. And when he said he was going to drain the swamp, he was really telling you, without using the term, he's going to get the communists out of this country.
For a 10-minute conversation that I promised you I would limit it to, I have to say that, I mean, what am I going to do, stop you? I mean, I really, really appreciate your time, Mr. Wood. I appreciate everything that you've said. Okay. I'm in 100% alignment with your fear of God and your the surrounding of your life with the Lord. I totally 100% agree with you that America needs to hear the truth. I believe that the truth will always prevail. I want to thank you for your fight. And if you have indeed gathered this evidence and given it to the appropriate people, then I would encourage the people of America who have been so impatient, and you can't blame them for that. You cannot blame them for being impatient.
I'm impatient too.
Yep. And so we've got to urge that you have told us that you've given this to them. You've told us that you have it. You would not make these claims if you didn't have what you believe to be sufficient evidence to back those claims. And so patience is a virtue right now, and we have to trust in the plan. Mr. Linwood.
Can I add one last thing?
Of course you can, sir.
And we all are imperfect, so we all tend to want to say what's on our mind real quickly, and so sometimes we interrupt. And I interrupt people, you interrupt people. It's just human nature. We ought to interrupt each other less. Because when you interrupt someone, you're thinking about what you want to say and you're not listening to what's being said to you. So here's the point. It's time for people to pray. To pray for God to save us. He's the only person, and he's not a person, he's God, that can save this country. People pray to God and all of a sudden they don't get what they want right away. God's got to play his own chess game. He's got a lot of pieces to put in place before he can answer your prayer, but he always answers prayers from a believer every time. So what I would say to the listeners is pray and then take the time to listen. In other words, don't talk as much to God, but say what you need to say and then listen for his answers. You'll feel it in your heart. You'll have someone say something to you or somebody will send you a text message and you'll have discernment to realize that you're seeing breadcrumbs along the path. So we ought to pray to God and then we ought to have patience to listen for him to answer. He always answers prayers. Every word in the Bible is true. God answers prayers from his believers.
Lynn Wood, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Wood, I'm sorry to interrupt you again, but you know how this radio thing goes. I'm running up against a hard break.
Yep.
Want to thank you so much for being here, and your time is greatly appreciated by both myself, Richard, and the millions of people that listen to this program, as well as those that you will share it with and that we will share it with. I'll make sure that you get a link to this, and God bless you, sir. And
God bless you, and God bless every one of your listeners. And again, Rich, thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lynn Wood on the Patriotically Correct Radio Show, broadcasting live every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low, Richard, and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!